So if we recall from the gospel yesterday, Jesus healed the centurion's servant. This young man, this person was on the verge of death, and Jesus healed him, brought him back to fullness of life. And we can imagine the excitement and the energy that was surrounding that event. And so here's Jesus and this large crowd accompanying him, walking out, walking down the road. And they encounter this other large crowd. So Jesus and his companions are, we can imagine, exuberant, overcome with joy at the power that Jesus is displaying. And they encounter this other group, sad, as they carry this dead young man to his resting place, to his place of burial. These two processions, one of excitement and life, one of sadness and death. And they meet, and life wins. Jesus touched this young man and said, "Arise." This is the snapshot of the life of Jesus, of the gospel message. It's each one of our lives every day. This culture of life versus this culture of death. In the big picture in our society, all of these hot button morality issues that we face daily, and in the secret recesses of our heart where we struggle to live a life of holiness, of grace, and of peace. And as we heard on Sunday from St. Paul, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. This is what he does. When life encounters death, life wins. Jesus was moved with pity at this sight of this woman. He was moved with compassion. He suffered with her. That's what that word means. That from the pit of his stomach, from his most inside self, he was moved at the sight of this woman who had no husband, and now her only son was dead. She had no source of sustenance. There was no Social Security. There was no Medicaid. There was nothing, no support services for her. She was completely abandoned now. Christ saw that. Christ looks at each one of us when we've been completely abandoned and lost of everything, and he is moved with pity. Have you allowed the Lord, this Lord of life, to touch you, to call you back to life? Young man, young woman, not so young man, not so young woman, I say to you, arise. And then we, who have been touched by life, who have been restored to life, have this same opportunity and obligation to do the same. We've been baptized in Christ. We have been risen anew in Christ. This has already happened to us. We go out into the world and we encounter the culture of death. We have the opportunity and the obligation to bring life. To be moved with pity and compassion at the plight of the people who don't yet know Jesus, who have not yet encountered the Eucharist, the saving message of Jesus Christ, the glory that comes with a relationship with his Blessed Mother. The world is hungry, is dying for this. Pray for the grace to live in this life, to fully respond to this message of the gospel, so that when you encounter people in the world today, when you bring life to their darkness, what they said about Jesus would be said about each one of you. A great prophet has risen in our midst, and God has visited his people.